Hey everyone, Jake Carter here. Welcome back to Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery. Today we're diving headfirst into something super important. Cultivating creativity and inspiration. Ever feel like your brain's on autopilot? Like that spark you used to have just vanished into thin air? Well, let me tell you, you're not alone. The constant scroll, the endless notifications, the curated lives of others, it can all leave us feeling drained, uninspired, and frankly, a little bit creatively bankrupt. But listen up, because today is about taking back control, igniting that inner flame, and rediscovering the joy of creation. It's time to get your creative juices flowing again. Here's the thing, creativity isn't just for artists or musicians. It's woven into the fabric of who we are. Every single one of us has a unique perspective, a story to tell, a dream to chase. But sometimes, those voices get drowned out by the noise. So, how do we break through the clutter? How do we unlock that creative potential hiding inside each of us? First up, let's ditch the comparison game. You know that feeling when you scroll through Instagram and see everyone else seemingly living their best lives, creating masterpieces, acing their passions? It's easy to get sucked into that vortex of envy and self-doubt. But remember, social media is a highlight reel, not real life. Everyone's struggling with something. Focus on your own journey, your own unique gifts, and celebrate the small wins along the way. Next, make time for inspiration. Ever feel like you're stuck in a rut? I know I do sometimes. That's when it's time to shake things up. Go for a walk in nature, visit a museum, listen to a new genre of music, or read a book outside your comfort zone. Exposing yourself to new experiences, ideas, and perspectives can spark those creative synapses firing again. Third, embrace the power of beginner's mind. Remember that time you were learning something completely new? That sense of wonder, curiosity, and openness? Hold on to that feeling. Don't let fear or self-criticism hold you back. Just start creating, even if it feels messy or imperfect at first. The beauty of creativity is that there are no rules. Now, here's a game changer. Make time for boredom. I know, it sounds counterintuitive in our always-on world. But hear me out. Boredom can actually be a breeding ground for creativity. When we're not constantly stimulated, our minds wander, connect ideas in unexpected ways, and come up with fresh solutions. So put down your phone, step away from the screen, and allow yourself to simply be. Lastly, remember that creativity is a muscle that needs exercise. The more you practice, the stronger it becomes. Don't wait for inspiration to strike. Create something every day, even if it's just for 5 minutes. Write a poem, sketch a doodle, play an instrument, dance like nobody's watching. The point is to keep those creative juices flowing. Think about that time you were working on a project and hit a wall. Maybe you were writing a story, planning a trip, or even just trying to come up with a new recipe. You felt stuck, uninspired, like your brain had run out of ideas. You tried everything, scrolling through social media for inspiration, which only made you feel worse, staring blankly at the wall, and even resorting to that last-minute cup of coffee that left you jittery and anxious. Nothing seemed to work. You were running on fumes, creatively speaking. Sound familiar? We've all been there. But here's the thing. Sometimes, stepping away from the problem entirely can be the key to unlocking a fresh perspective. It's like when you take a break from studying for an exam, after some time away, you come back with renewed focus and clarity. Instead of forcing yourself to brainstorm while feeling mentally drained, try something completely different. Go for a walk in nature, listen to music that moves you, or spend time with loved ones. Engage your senses, let your mind wander, and allow yourself to be present in the moment. Often, the best ideas come when we least expect them. So, remember this. Cultivating creativity isn't about perfection, it's about progress. It's about embracing the journey, celebrating the small wins, and never losing sight of that inner spark. Ditch the comparison game, make time for inspiration, embrace your beginner's mind, welcome boredom, and practice, practice, practice. Now go out there, create something amazing, and don't forget to share it with the world. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, please leave a review and tell your friends. Let's keep this conversation going and inspire each other to live more creative, fulfilling lives. Until next time, stay inspired.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.